You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Rain soaking Kansas and northern Oklahoma. We have the story.
Elon Musk is leaving his government post. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
That's more rain overnight, heavy in some places across south-central Kansas. The National Weather Service reports an inch and 70 hundredths of rain at Eisenhower Airport as of midnight. Weather Service is also reporting 2 to 3 inches in the Nenasca River Basin, feeding Cheney Reservoir. Last report, the lake was still 7 feet below normal.
A man was taken into custody following a brief chase through West Wichita yesterday. An officer was following up on a weekend incident with a gun when he saw the suspect exit a home while carrying a weapon and then get into an SUV. The man drove off. The pursuit ended when officers deployed stop sticks near 2nd and Meridian. The man was arrested. A weapon was found in the vehicle. Charges are pending.
One of the biggest names in the Trump administration is leaving his post.
Elon Musk is leaving the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, after leading its efforts to cut waste from the federal government. Musk posting on his social media platform X that, quote, "I would like to thank President at Real Donald Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending." Musk described his DOGE goals during a March interview with Fox's Bret Baier.
It will enable taxpayers to know where the money is going and know that their hard-earned tax dollars are being spent well.
Musk's departure comes one day after he expressed some criticism of the president's desired One Big Beautiful Bill, which passed the House last week, saying any bill that increases the deficit undermines the work he did at DOGE. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
President Trump's so-called Liberation Day tariffs are being blocked by a federal court.
At least 7 lawsuits challenged the president's tariffs, which were imposed on nearly 60 countries. The president introduced those tariffs after declaring a national emergency for the U.S. trade deficit. Now, a 3-judge panel at the New York-based Court of International Trade has ruled the president can impose those tariffs. They said he overstepped his authority under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Congress normally sets tariff policy. White House advisor Stephen Miller said in response, "The judicial coup is out of control. The administration's announced it's appealing the ruling." In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
A Wichita man has been charged with assaulting a flight attendant on a flight from Connecticut. 24-year-old Julius Priester is accused of assaulting a flight attendant Tuesday night on a flight from Bradley International Airport to Chicago. Priester was a passenger on an American Airlines flight when he removed his shirt and began acting erratically before assaulting a flight attendant. The plane's captain declared an emergency, diverting the flight back to Connecticut, where Priester was taken by ambulance to a hospital for evaluation. He remains detained pending a bond hearing set for tomorrow.
A former Georgia police officer who fatally shot a naked man pleads guilty to aggravated assault.
63-year-old Robert Chip Olson, sentenced to 15 years, but 12 years was commuted to time served, so he's a free man, although he's on probation and must serve 100 hours of community service. This more than a decade after he shot Anthony Hill to death. Hill, who was 26, was a black bipolar Air Force veteran suffering from PTSD. The then DeKalb County cop, who is white, said he was acting in self-defense. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Got some qualifiers for the NCAA Track and Field Championships from a couple of our local schools. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A man has been charged in the death of an Emporia man. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
Wichita Riverfest begins.
KNSS News Time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock, 57 degrees. A man has been charged in the death of an Emporia man. Adolfo Finegra, also known as Raul Reyes, was found dead in his home over the weekend, and police have charged Alexi Perez Ricardo with second-degree murder and aggravated battery. He's also charged with robbery of another man, and police say the two men got into a fight Saturday evening.
Democrats reportedly studying how to improve their standing with male voters. Fox's Christina Coleman with more.
The New York Times reports it has obtained the prospectus for one new $20 million effort aimed to reverse the erosion of Democratic support among young men, especially online. It is codenamed SAM, short for Speaking with American Men, a strategic plan and promises investment to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention in these spaces. It recommends buying advertisements in video games, among other things. A former 2024 Harris campaign spokesperson is not pleased with this project. He wrote, instead of studying working class voters and men, why doesn't the Democratic Party donor class go out and meet some?
A Fox News voter survey found 53% of men between the ages of 18 and 44 voted for President Donald Trump, compared to 45% that voted for former Vice President Kamala Harris.
A push in Texas to ban social media accounts for children under 18 faded Thursday after lawmakers did not take a key vote on creating one of the nation's toughest restrictions aimed at keeping minors off platforms such as TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram. The bill, which already passed the GOP-controlled state house, aims to go further than a Florida social media ban for minors under 14. Australia banned social media accounts for anyone under 16.
A man whose life served as a look into America's past has just died.
Harrison Ruffin Tyler was the grandson of America's 10th president, John Tyler. It's been 180 years since the elder Tyler was in office, but he holds the distinction of having fathered more children than any other U.S. president. His 13th child, Leon Gardner Tyler, was Harrison's father and had him at age 75. The grandson, Harrison, actually grew up poor during the Depression, despite his family tree, but during his life founded an industrial water treatment company and also bought his grandfather's family home and opened it to the public. His mother's side has a famous lineage as well. Susan Ruffin Tyler was a direct descendant of Pocahontas. Harrison Ruffin Tyler was 96 years old. John Saucier, Fox News.
Yes. The last of President Tyler's grandchildren has finally passed.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Pocahontas, yeah. KNSS News Time now, coming up on 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, we do have a accident. You'll want to watch out for this. It's northbound I-135. It's up by the road construction at 29th Street North. Now, the traffic volumes are actually getting a little bit better out there at the moment, so things are looking okay in the area, but the traffic picks up again. Watch out for that again. Accident, 29th Street North, on northbound I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
after another stormy night, not completely done with the rain. We'll have a few passing showers as we go throughout the day, around a 30% chance. And if we do happen to hear a rumble of thunder, not expecting anything severe today. Between the clouds, that rain chance, keeping our temps below average, high of 70. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron Williams.
Now, cloudy sky, light rain in the area, 57 degrees, a north wind at 15 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And today at the Monarch, it's $5 for large beers. We're talking about 23-ounce mugs of local beers available at $5 at the Monarch. New seasonal cocktails, perfect for the warm spring weather and summer weather, available now at the Monarch. And don't forget live music every Friday and Saturday starting at 8 p.m. at the Monarch. 579 West Douglas. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's 8:11 now, and it was on this date. This is the 29th day of May. On this date, 83 years ago, 1942, Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas on a hot spring day. Der Bingle, the White Christmas. Beautiful song.
Oh, beautifully it's just, done. It's just Irving Berlin wrote a classic right there.
Was Bing Crosby Catholic?
He went to Gonzaga. So he went to Catholic college. Yeah. I think he was.
Yeah. Because he played a priest, what, two or three times at least in the movies, mm-hmm. right? Father O'Malley.
Father O'Malley. Won an Oscar.
That's right.
Going my way.
So the guy could sing and he could act. Wow. Double trouble there.
All right. He was one of the great entertainers of the 20th century.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're talking about today on the news, they're talking about possibly pardons for another presidential pardon for people involved in what was supposed to be a threat against the Michigan governor. Thought I'd do a little research about pardons. For those of you who don't know about them, the Article 11, Section 2 of the United States Constitution states that the president has the authority to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. United States Supreme Court has interpreted this power as plenary, meaning that it is considerably broad and not generally subject to congressional modification. So the Congress can't come in and dabble with it or tinker with it. It's there. Origins of the pardon power in the United States Constitution can be found in English history, known previously as the Prerogative of Mercy. First appeared during the reign of King Ine of Wessex. In the 7th century, although abuses of the pardon power increased over time, leading to limitations on it, the pardon power persisted through the American colonial period. And it was Alexander Hamilton who introduced the concept of a pardon power at the Constitutional Convention. That's right, the guy on the $10 bill. Now, we talk about the pardons, and there was a blanket pardon for Vietnam draft evaders or whatever. That was Carter who did that.
That was Jimmy Carter, yeah.
And you had, of course, one of the biggest, most notorious of all time, Gerry Ford, President Ford pardoning Richard Nixon. That did not go well with the American public, and Ford wound up serving only one term as President of the United States. So,
but he spared the nation a long,
he did.
Weird trial but would have taken
Gerry
place.
Ford's a guy who, if he'd put the nation first.
Yeah, he did.
He wouldn't put Gerry Ford first.
That's correct.
And there you go. That's a little information about the pardon this morning. And let's see. I wanted to mention another birthday. Patrick Murphy's having a birthday. Patrick worked with us here at our radio stations for several years, and we got to know him. When he was, he did air work on the jazz station, right, Ted?
Yeah.
We call him the Jolly Green Jazz Giant. The Jolly Green Jazz Giant over there. The guy's about, what, 6'8"?
He's a tall man.
He's a tall man, and he's got a great sense of humor, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And he listened to us.
So yeah.
We like our listeners.
Which makes him even a nicer guy, even a better man. All right, I just have to comment a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about the passengers on airplanes and on airline flights who misbehave. Apparently, a man from Wichita in trouble for taking off his shirt and then apparently clobbering a couple of people.
Something's going
on
there. Yeah.
Obviously, he was having
something.
We would think some sort of problem going on, maybe with some medication or something like that. But this happens. You know, we get word of this happening fairly frequently these days. I think a lot of it has to do with it. I know a lot of it has to do with being overserved with liquor, maybe a drug. Maybe you got a drug reaction, but it can be very dangerous on a flight. And have you ever encountered anything like that,
Chet? I've never been on a flight where something like that happened, ever.
You know, I was on a flight.
I don't fly a ton.
Oh, no, we don't do I was on a flight several years ago with my daughter. My wife was somewhere, and Stacy and I were going to go meet her and have a little weekend at some place where we had to fly. And she was a teenager, almost probably in high school yet. And we were sitting on the tarmac waiting to go, you know. And there was a guy about four rows in front of us who was really, really being nasty to one of the flight attendants. I mean, this guy was... He was going, I don't know what they were arguing about, what they were fussing about, but he finally said something to the effect, "Are you stupid?" And then, you know, really talking down.
There we go.
And that just, and my daughter, she couldn't hold it. She just got up and said, "Hey, you don't talk to people that way." And she started scolding him. She's like 16 years old. And this guy, and he looked like he might have been a terrorist or something. He looked at her like if he could have got a hold of her, he would have killed her. But he finally shut his big mouth and behaved himself. I told my daughter, "You're going to get us killed. I'm not going to travel with you anymore." But you know, that doesn't go. You got to behave yourself on those flights, right, Ted?
Well, most people do. There's always
one person.
Wild nut in the bunch.
There you go. Coming up on 8:16, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Hey, we'll start with Major League Baseball last night. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Kansas City Royals hosting the Cincinnati Reds in interleague play. The Royals trying to get a win to avoid a sweep. And that got accomplished thanks to having a guy named Noah Cameron on the mound, the rookie left-hander for the Royals, who continues to amaze.
Okay, so if Noah Cameron goes at least 6 1/3 and allows one run or less, he would do so for a fourth consecutive start. There's only one pitcher that's done that since 1893 in his first four major league starts. Cody Anderson did it in 2015. Bit of a random one, sure, but kind of cool. And the takeaway is not so much that it's only happened once in the last 100 years. But the takeaway is that Noah Cameron has been really, really, really good.
And that was indeed the case again last night. The 7th-round draft pick out of Central Arkansas. He's from St. Joseph, Missouri, by the way, so the Royals are his hometown team. Noah Cameron again, 6 1/3 innings. All he gave up was 6 singles. As the Royals beat the Reds 3-2, Cameron is now 2-1 in his rookie season with a 1.5 earned run average so far. Nice win for the Royals to get back in the win column. A day off today for the Royals in the middle of this homestand. Speaking of homestand, the Wichita Wind Surge in the middle of a homestand downtown at Equity Bank Park, hosting the last-place Tulsa Drillers. Wichita played an afternoon game yesterday, 2,300 fans on hand, but Tulsa won a high-scoring game 10-7 in 10 innings, as the Wind Surge had won 4 straight home games. That got snapped yesterday. Right to start another streak tonight. The night before Riverfest begins, Wichita hosting Tulsa, 7:05 tonight downtown. That is at Equity Bank Park for Wind Surge action. College track and field. Yesterday was day one of the NCAA West preliminaries in College Station, Texas. Wichita State gets a qualifier for the Nationals. Shocker sophomore Josh Parrish qualified for the NCAA National Championships in the long jump. Parrish finishing in 6th place in the long jump yesterday at the prelims. He'll get to go to the Nationals. And K-State sophomore Riley Marks. He is from Andale, and he is going to the Nationals by finishing 4th at the prelims in the javelin. In fact, a 238-foot throw is 2nd best in K-State history. So Riley Marks from Andale is going to the Nationals in the NCAA in the javelin. High school boys golf state tournaments finishing up yesterday all over the state. Individually, in Class 3A at Garden City at Buffalo Dunes, the winner was senior Grant Watterson from Halstead, as he won the individual state title by 2 strokes in Class 3A. And the 5A boys golf tournament in Emporia, the individual winner is junior Colt Farrow from Andover Central. He won it by 3 strokes.
Colt Farrow, his two rounds at the state tournament, he shot a 67 and yesterday a 64.
Wow.
To win that individual state championship in 5A. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff right there. All right, let's go to high school girls soccer in the semifinals. A Final Four match last night. Bishop Carroll wins at home, shutting out DeSoto 3-0. The Bishop Carroll girls now advance to the state championship game in Class 5A, undefeated with a record of 20-0. Bishop Carroll girls soccer, one win away from an undefeated state championship. High school baseball going on all over the state today in state tournament action. The Class 6A tournament up at KU. Mays is playing there. Class 4A state tournament for baseball is in Salina. The number one seed is McPherson with a record of 25-3. Mac is also, and Mulvane is also part of that field. The smaller schools, 2-1A, is in Great Bend. Remington and Douglas are playing there in baseball action. And in softball, you've got action in Class 5A right here in Wichita at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. The number one seed is Mays South, undefeated at 28-0. Bishop Carroll also in the field there. And in Class 4A in Salina, the number one seed is McPherson. McPherson softball undefeated at 28-0. Good luck to all those teams. Happy birthday today to a pretty good basketball player. He's 49 years old, former Jayhawk Rafe LaFrenz. Born in Iowa, high school McDonald's All-American, four-year starter at KU, two-time first-team consensus All-American his junior year and his senior year, joining, Tim Duncan and Shaquille O'Neal. Is the only three players in the 1990s to earn first-team All-American honors twice. 16 points, 9 rebounds a game, 55% shooting. Number two all-time in KU in points scored and rebounds. Trailing only Danny Manning in both those categories up at KU. First KU player in 27 years to average a double-double in one season his senior year. Leading KU to a 35-4 record. His number 45 jersey is retired by KU. He was drafted by the Denver Nuggets with number 3 overall pick and played 12 years in the NBA. The great Kansas Jayhawk, All-American, Rafe LaFrenz. It's his birthday. He is 49 today. And Steve, we go back 70 years ago on this day when Larry Doby of the Cleveland Indians hit the first Major League home run over the outer wall at Kansas City's Municipal Stadium. An estimated 500-foot home run.
That's the right field wall?
For Larry Doby.
The right field.
You tell me. You've seen a game there.
Right field had a berm going up and then a wall up there on Brooklyn Avenue. That must be the one.
Well, he hit it over the outer wall. So
left
he hit
field
it out of the stadium.
Yeah.
Completely. Larry Doby with a 500-foot home run.
That was a shot.
That was 70 years ago on this day. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute this morning. Sean blames Biden and Obama for current situation in Ukraine. That's on the way. Steve and Ted of the Morning on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 on this Thursday morning, 57 degrees. A Wichita man has been charged in a fatal motorcycle accident. 57-year-old Seraphin Hernandez-Torres is charged with involuntary manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The crash occurred last Thursday afternoon on Harry Street, west of Broadway, killing 57-year-old Alan Smith.
Recent rainfall providing Newton with some breathing room to avoid issuing a water warning. Last week, groundwater levels were 10 feet below normal in Newton, but weekend rains raised those levels by a whole foot. But if dry conditions return, Newton may still issue those water restrictions.
Another teen has been arrested in the deadly hit and run of a bicyclist in New Mexico that was posted to social media.
The suspect, who was 15 at the time of the attack in May of last year in Albuquerque, has been charged with murder and other offenses in connection with what police say was a deliberate act.
This is just another example of, what we're dealing with as law enforcement is dealing with these younger and younger kids that are getting involved in serious crime.
Police Chief Harold Medina, the boy is the fourth suspect that was in the stolen car when it hit and killed 63-year-old physicist Scott Dwight Habermel while he was biking to work. Video of the crash was recorded from inside the car and made the rounds on social media. The teen denied being in the car during an earlier interview with police. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Say so long to Joann Fabric and Craft Stores. The chain will be shutting down for good this week.
Joann Stores had been operating 800 locations across most of the U.S. until it got buttonholed by bankruptcy. Now the shops are trimming prices on what's left by 70 to 90%. They've been around for 80 years, but the retailer is finally out of business as of the end of May. The company says you can only make purchases at their physical stores, and law enforcement has been warning about Joann scams, as con artists have been posting about online sales only to take hopeful shoppers to fake websites. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Hundreds gathered this past weekend in Long Island to take on the grueling Murph Challenge. It's a Memorial Day tradition honoring Navy SEAL Lieutenant Michael P. Murphy.
The event was held at the Michael Murphy Navy SEAL Museum and marked 20 years since Operation Red Wings, the 2005 mission where Murphy, a native of Long Island, was killed in action while leading a four-man SEAL team in Afghanistan. During the event, participants compete in a one-mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and finish with another mile while wearing a 20-pound vest in Murphy's honor. Michael's mother, Marine Murphy, echoed the SEAL's motto, which is, never quit.
So it's not all about hamburgers and hot dogs, which it should be, because Michael would love that. But the idea behind it, that we really have to be grateful for the men and women that have given their lives.
And Michael's father, David Murphy, remains proud that his son's memory is kept alive.
Michael is shining a light on all those men and women who sacrificed their lives in order to give us the liberty to live the way we live here in the United States.
The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
The world's richest man, Elon Musk, is leaving his post in the federal government.
Two.
A Wichita man arrested after creating a disturbance on an American Airlines flight from Connecticut to Chicago.
One.
A night of soaking rain across central Kansas and north central Oklahoma. Wichita rainfall back to normal for the year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've had a little traffic backup start forming southbound on I-135, the ramp to eastbound K-96. Of course, that's some road construction over there. Otherwise, things looking really good on the roadways right now. Some areas may still be a little damp due to some sprinkles today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Yeah, we have a 30% chance for rain today. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 68 degrees. Decreasing clouds tonight, the overnight low 51. For Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 77 degrees. Warming up a bit. Now we have a cloudy sky. North wind at 15 miles per hour, 57 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is trading up 57 points as we begin the trading day on Wall Street. The S&P is up 30 and the NASDAQ trading up 163 points. A look at Kansas home insurance costs with Kirk Seminoff, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Hey, good morning, Steve. A five-year analysis of rates shows that Kansas is the third most expensive state for home insurance. Kansas homeowners pay 93% more than the national average for insurance, according to a LendingTree study of home insurance data across the country. Homeowners in our state pay an average of more than $5,400 a year, and that's only behind our neighbors to the north in Nebraska in number two, and to the south in Oklahoma, about $700 higher than Kansas. Inflation and severe Midwest weather are the biggest factors in the rate increases. Despite many residents expressing concern about traffic and property values, the Derby City Council this week approved a zoning request that will allow Tractor Supply Company to build a 22,000-square-foot store at Meadowlark Boulevard and Rock Road. The zoning was approved by a 5-3 vote over objections from residents in the nearby Broadmoor Hills neighborhood. The Tractor Supply store will have an outdoor sales area almost as large as the indoor square footage area. Tractor Supply still must submit a site plan with the City of Derby before construction can begin. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
So, Kirk, what can I do to hold down my home insurance costs?
Let's all move to Maine, Steve.
Is that the place to be? Wow.
I guess. I don't have the cheapest in front of me, but I would assume it's not anywhere near Tornado Alley.
Nope. Okay. It's a little milder up there anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. You got a birthday today. Annette Bening is 67 years old today. And, of course, you're aware of the fact that as a child, she lived for a time in West Wichita, right?
I vaguely knew that, yeah.
Five Oscar nominations, married to old Warren Beatty. She was born in Topeka, and her dad was an insurance agent. Her mom liked to sing in church. And as Ted said, she actually visited her childhood home out there in Westlink a few years ago. Who knocked on the door out there, Ted?
Well, Annette Bening, and also on the front porch there was Warren Beatty and Jack Nicholson.
Wow.
Just showing up in Wichita on your front porch.
That's really.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
That's celebrities right there.
That's a story right there.
Yeah. I haven't had that much celebrity on my porch since Mayor Jeff Longwell knocked on, asking for a vote. That's as close as I get. Annette Bening, having a birthday, 67. All right, anybody else? Oh, we wanted to mention Patrick Murphy again. This guy's having a birthday. He's a former Steve and Ted co-worker who's been a big listener over the years. Every now and then, Kirk, the way this works is every now and then we find somebody who actually listens to us. And when we do that, we try to
let folks know that they're out there.
By the way, Kirk, has in your time with us, has anyone approached you and say, hey, I heard you on Steve and Ted?
I have heard that. I heard it from our good friend Dave Phillips the very first morning.
Ah,
is that right?
See, there we go.
Well, Dave is one fine man.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ted, send him that $10 we owe him. All right. Thank you, Kirk. Be with us tomorrow. First day of River Festival tomorrow. Coming up this morning, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Federal court strikes down several Trump tariffs. Our top of the hour news this morning, we're going to talk about another soaking rain for South Central Kansas. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. And thanks for listening. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 1330 KNSS Wichita. Be with us here tomorrow morning.
Kansas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.